having, as you can see, quelled their arguments with general principles, and prior to this, with the rewards offered. He ends the exhortation with a warning, making his speech more insistent and saying this, ver. 9. Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be misled. Neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, people involved in homosexual acts, abusers of themselves with men, ver 10, nor the greedy thieves, drunkards, slanderers, or swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. What are you saying? When talking about greedy people, have you brought in such a large group of lawless men? Yes, he says. But in doing this, I'm not muddling my speech, but proceeding in an orderly way. For just as when he discussed the impure, he mentioned every kind of wrong behavior, so again, when mentioning the greedy, he brings forward all, thus making his reprimands familiar to those who have such things on their conscience. Because the continual reference to the punishment reserved for others makes the reprimand more palatable when it comes into conflict with our own sins. Therefore, in this case, he issues his warning, not at all as if they were guilty of such behaviors, nor as calling them to account, a method that powerfully engages the listener and prevents them from tuning out. Namely, the speech is not directed at them personally, but is spoken in general terms, thereby subtly pricking their conscience.